What's up, guys? Welcome back to episode 64 of the Samurai Summit podcast. I'm your host, Do. I know it's been a while, that probably like 2 weeks since I uploaded an episode, but we're finally back. And today, I'm not by myself. I finally found someone else. And it's no other than, drum roll, Rhythmic is back. My bitch is back.
Doing a special cameo this time.
Clapping. Hey. I know you can hear the clapping, but I can. Hopefully you guys can hear the clapping too. It's Sharon.
Now we're going to find out.
Oh, shit. He also has the button. Hey, you guys hear it? Because I can. Nice. Oh, welcome back. It's been a while.
Thank you. It's nice being back.
And it's been a cool minute. It's been a while for me too for an episode, because I think last episode was 63, obviously, and it was released on April 28th. So it's been like a cool minute, like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but or so. No, it's been, well, actually, like without counting this week, it's been like 3 weeks. So yeah, it's been a cool minute, but we're back again. And this episode is going to be more like a free, chilling anime episode, you know, you feel me? I do have some things I want to talk about here and there. But anyways, what have you been doing? You know, anything crazy?
Well, I mean, I did just come back from a trip from Mexico this past week. I was over there for the entirety of the week. And
How was it?
It was hot.
I was going to say, did you get shot? But I mean, you're still here, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm here. I mean, it was pretty close. There was some situation, but nothing too crazy. Yeah, it was just really, really hot. I was over in Ciudad Juarez, which is the opposite side of El Paso.
Dude, and fuck that shit, Ciudad Juarez. No, bueno.
Yeah, it was kind of sketchy, but it was pretty fun. The only thing that I was over there.
Real quick, continue talking to the listeners. I'm just going to get something to drink.
Okay. Yeah, you know, there was that whole thing with Title 42, I think it is, that's disappearing or that's getting, you know, removed. But hey, it is what it is. I was there for a week and I came back and, you know, just getting back into the business. And I did end up missing quite a few episodes over there because, my data plan, I don't have like unlimited data once I'm outside of the country. So while I was over there, I only had like 5 gigabytes before, you know, started charging me for.
What? You don't have unlimited?
Not when I'm outside the country, no. I have unlimited when I'm inside. Once I leave, I only had 5.
Really?
So. Yeah. Well, I mean, I could still use it, but it would be like charging me extra. So I was trying not to use it as much.
I have Google Five and I get unlimited data. Well, now since I lowered to a lower plan, I get unlimited data if I'm in the US, Canada, and Mexico.
Not bad.
But yeah, sorry about that.
Since I was doing that, I wasn't able to watch as much anime as I would have preferred while I was down there. And I was just pretty much without a phone for the entire week. I was trying not to, you know, not use data. So when I came back, I actually started going on a bit of a binge. And, you know, it's been nice on both reading and watching. Now, some of the stuff that I caught up while I was gone was like Dr. Stone, Mashal. Let's see.
Are you all caught up with One Piece? Or are you behind on the manga?
On the manga, I should be caught up. I believe I did read the latest chapter a little late, maybe like yesterday or the day before. But I am up to date. The anime.
And we get in a new chapter today too. I mean, this week as well.
Oh, nice. Dude, it's starting to get really good with more backstories. I mean, I'm not sure because I didn't watch a teaser video, but I saw people speculating that this upcoming chapter is supposed to have more about Imu. You know, that one crazy person that obliterated one of the islands that.
Yeah,
it's one of the islands.
Yeah, because like they're talking about it, you know, more. So I'm excited. Yeah, I just checked right now the Shonen Jump app, and it just says, in 2 days, we're going to see.
Nice.
Wait. 2 days? That means Saturday then, right?
Are you sure it says 2 days?
Yeah, it says 2 days. It's weird, though, because a few chapters ago, it actually came out on Friday or Saturday, too, instead of a Sunday. Yeah, because it's 2 days, so Okay, on the 20th.
I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing on the website version, and it says new chapter coming in 3 days.
Oh, really? See, I'm checking on the Shonen Jump app.
Are you sure?
Unless if I check the One Piece. I don't know how good you could see it. Oh, get that.
Yeah, your green screen is kind of covered. There you go. I can't really tell, but I'll believe you 2 days. But yeah, over here I'm seeing 3 days on the website. It's probably just like an hour thing. You know, it's probably coming like close to midnight.
Maybe, but like I said a few chapters ago, it came on a Friday or Saturday, so I was surprised too. And then actually, I think I told my brother, I was like, I think they're changing the date to a Friday or Saturday now. But the following chapter was on the Sunday again.
Hmm.
So, which is good because it's fun.
Yeah, you know,
it's good reading it earlier than a Sunday, but then Sunday comes and you're like, shit, I already read it. There's nothing to read now. I've been playing on Star Wars Survivor. I mean, not Survivor, Jedi.
Jedi Fallen Survivor? Fallen is that Order. The new one?
Yeah, Survivor is the new one.
Oh.
Fallen Order is the first one, and that's the one I'm playing. It's good, dude. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's true, because we got it as a free game not too long ago, and it did seem like it's pretty good. I just haven't started
yet. Yeah, dude, it's good. I haven't played it for the last few days, but it's been good. For anime, let's see. I haven't really been watching too much anime, just catching up with One Piece and... Demon Slayer. I'm one episode behind. I still haven't seen last week's episode.
Oh, nice.
I found out that the quintessential quintuplets movies on Crunchyroll.
Oh, that's right. I had seen it that I got out a while ago. I just haven't found the time to actually like sit down and watch it.
And here's the thing. You know how for the movies that we had like a movie for this one, you type in the quintessential quintuplets, you click on it, and then when you click on the season, it's fucking weird how Crunchyroll has it. Because I was trying to look for it, but I was like, I don't see the movies, I only see the episodes.
Yeah,
so you gotta go to season. Yeah, so you gotta, here's the stupid shit. So you gotta go to the quintessential quintuplets, and then you click on season. They have season 1, season 2, but you gotta click on season 23. So you click on it, and then it has the movie, and it's 2 hours and 60 minutes.
Yeah, I understand what they're doing with the numbers, though, because prior to their current system, they had the dubs as their own separate season. So, you know, it would be like just like 1 or 2 seasons worth of, anime. But because of all the dubs, it would end up like racking up the numbers. They ended up changing it, though, not too long ago, but I'm guessing like the season count is still technically the same. And
yeah, it's funny, though, because it's only 2 seasons for this one and then season 23. So it goes season 1, season 2, and then season 23. And he only has the movie.
Yeah. But dude, I got so used to that whole thing with seasons that I'm pretty sure I talked to you about this one before. Ghost Stories. The one about, it's like one of the most hilarious dubs ever done. Because pretty much the dub studio, they were given like complete liberty to just do whatever the hell you want with the characters. Just keep, you know, basic plot from there. Just say and put in any other stuff that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hilarious. It's like a great thing just to watch, not much because of the plot, just because of how funny it is, like the stuff that's actually going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got so used to looking for a separate season that once I went in and I was trying to look for the dub, I couldn't find it because it was just in Japanese. And it was one of these times I got upset, like, God damn it. It says that it's dubbed, but I couldn't find it. But the system that they started to go to with now is now that the audio selection, once you like actually go in, it actually works now. It's not just for, you know, just Japanese, you can't change it, or Japanese and English. Uh-huh. Now if there's a dub and there's a separate language, you got to select it from there rather than selecting a new season, which, you know, makes it easier, but it kind of messed me up for a while until I figured it out. Like, oh, the buttons actually work now.
Yeah, well, I don't watch anything dub, so as long as I hit the sub, it continues your sub episode. So for me, at least. Dude, guess who? I'm still on volume 3 for Mob Psycho.
God damn it.
I think I have all the volumes up to volume 10, but I'm still in that one.
You got to read it and then watch it. The anime, I believe it's already done. And it's been one of my favorite anime. I can't believe you still haven't watched it.
It's just because I've been reading, which I kind of stopped reading it too, the My Friend's Little Sister. I'm stuck on volume 4. So I wanted to finish this volume and then fucking probably, I was going to say being watched, but being rigged, I guess, Mob Psycho. And then as I could watch the anime too, it just, oh man, there's so many I want to watch, dude. I was like, you know what? Let me start watching these other ones. But again, sometimes I have time, but I just get lazy to watch something, like something new. Because sometimes I just want to be like, let's say, put something on the background and just be also on my phone on YouTube or fucking Twitter or whatever. But yeah, sometimes I don't feel like reading.
Well, I mean, speaking of having some other stuff to watch, is there any anime that you have currently on your list? Any new stuff?
New anime? No, I probably seen some that I've been like, oh, you know what? Like, I kind of want to watch that or something. But let me actually check on my on my list that I see anything. Or there's this one for, you know how I love fucking sports anime. There's one for golf, but it's only with girls. So I was like, oh, let me see that. But still haven't seen it. I just put it on my queue. Okay. The new Gundam, The Witch from Mercury. There's like a bunch that I don't even know why they're on my list. Oh, probably because I've seen them on Instagram. I'm like, oh, okay, let me add this shit to the list. But yeah, there's a few. There's like a shitload that we need to catch up to.
All right. Well, you're gonna have to find some time because I do have quite a few that I've added. I've watched a few, but I haven't necessarily like binge watched it because I just haven't had the time. You know, one of them being Dr. Stone with the new season coming out. I'm enjoying that one. The Demon Slayer, of course. Mashal, that one is pretty good. I'm definitely recommending that one. And another one, which I don't know if you remember, it's the Konosuba spinoff with Megumin. Konosuba, an explosion on this wonderful world.
I think I haven't seen the original one yet, the main one.
Well, you can watch this one without the need of knowing anything from the main series. You know, because it's a prequel, this is all prior to this character even joining the team. So you should be able to watch it, no problem.
Got it.
Let's see. I haven't watched these other ones, but they have been recommended to me. Kamikatsu, Working for a God in a Godless World. There's this other one. I haven't watched it, but it caught my attention. It's just called Bartender, which is of a bartender just doing this thing and, you know, telling the stories of people telling them their already? Stories. Yeah, there's quite a few episodes already for it, actually.
Wait, no. Are you watching like the 2011 or 7 one?
I wouldn't be sure, at least right now from just the main page. I can't see the year, but it does seem to have like some age on it, as far as I can tell, just from the capture.
Okay, because I actually talk about it on the podcast, probably maybe the last episode, if I'm not mistaken. Let me actually check real quick for you. Oh, fuck. Because it took... God fucking damn it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only one that comes up when I searched Bartender on Crunchyroll. So it would have to be that one.
Probably, yeah. Damn. Hold on. Let me check something. Yeah, it was last episode. It says Bartender. Glass of God heads to Crunchyroll in April 2024. And I know Bartender, because I was looking at it, they came out with previous ones. But I guess they're remaking or something like that. Ooh. So, yeah, that's why I was like, wait, I thought it was maybe the old one. But then I'm checking out the comments, and they're from like 2023.
Well, then who knows? But yeah, that's another one of the ones that I'm trying to make time to watch. There's also Deadmount Deathplay. I don't know if you heard about that one yet. That one's also very good. Rokudo's Bad Girls is, you know, just a random one that just popped up that I watched, you know, just for shits and giggles. And there was a Faraway Paladin. That one just ended up popping up on TikTok and I decided to give it a watch. And I really enjoyed it. Hell's Paradise. This one, apparently not a lot of people are watching. And I do not understand. The animation is so good. The story, I mean, it's just getting you in there. And, you know, I'm overall just enjoying that one.
Okay, yeah. So sorry, I got, yeah, I don't know why. I guess this is a newer one or something. But yeah, the comments on the Crunchyroll, it's an old one. But again, I don't know if they just really added the older version of it. Because right here it says 2024 on April. Hmm. And the comments for, and I was like, maybe it was a typo, was supposed to be 2023. But the comments on the bartender one, they're from like 3 months ago, 4 months ago. So I think that's, it might be the same one, but again, I think they're rebooting the anime or some shit like that.
Oh yeah, I think that it is what it is. That this one is getting the reboot. Or rather the remake.
Yeah, because gonna... I think they made that series like twice already, I think so.
Oh.
Fuck, it was last episode, I remember, but again, it was like 3 weeks ago when the last episode went live. Nice.
But yeah,
well, speaking like actually, since character. You mentioned, it looks right. So I think it might be the like a remake because it comes out to next year. So we'll see. So speaking of Demon Slayer, I mean, I know you mentioned that you're cut out with Demon Slayer. I mean, too, that you gotta watch the last episode. So this is just a leak. So we still don't know 100% sure if it's official. Well, at least there's no official, like hasn't been officially confirmed. But the finale of this season 3 is going to be 1 hour long for Demon Slayer.
Oh, that's going to be nice. Then I already know where it's going to end. And I've pretty much known since...
if you say some spoiler right now, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to go to your house.
But no, I'm going to shoot up the place. Seeing the intro, that pretty much like gave it away, at least for me, what the ending for the season is going to be. And it's going to be pretty good.
Okay, yeah. I don't read the manga for it, so...
Yeah, I read it a while ago, and then I even with after the latest episodes, it actually brought me to reading it all over again, right from where the anime is, and then just continuing on. And dude, it's just a blast. Something that I do enjoy is how it goes like from beautiful animation, you know, super detailed, and then all of a sudden it has like the derpy moments, with with like Tanjiro or Nezuko.
Okay, you know, speaking of good animation, when Dragon Ball comes out again, Super, they better have some fucking amazing animation. I'm pretty sure, I mean, there's, if they don't, I'll be like, what the fuck are they doing? They're already, what, two arcs that they could do, pretty much?
Yeah.
So, I'm expecting some fucking top-notch animation. They better be working already for, like, a while. And speaking of animation, I posted on my Twitter, my Instagram yesterday. Well, today, technically, for you guys is yesterday, for us is today. That this animator for Warner Bros. Twitter that he already sent his scene for One Piece. So. To be exact, this is exactly what he said. Send my cut/scene for One Piece today. And he works on Looney Tunes. We all know for what scene it's going to be. We all know. Well, if you read the manga, I think it's going to be amazing. Again, he didn't do the whole episode, just a scene, which it has to be, dude. We all know.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is. You had posted a little bit on our like group chat with our friends about a certain item, you know, coming along.
Yes. So yeah, it has to be Gear 5, you know? Let's just say everyone knows Gear 5 by now. Even if you don't read the manga, you know about fucking Gear 5 by now, because it's been all over the internet. If you saw Film Red, you saw Gear 5 too.
Yes.
So it's gonna be perfect. It better be beautiful, dude. If the Looney Tunes guy, it's gonna be, you know, animating Gear 5 Luffy, it's perfect. That's all I'm saying. It's perfect. So I kind of got excited for it, but I just don't want it to be a disappointment, you know, because I might be getting too hype for the episode. Oh, around 9 more episodes and we see Gear 5 Luffy too.
Barely?
So you gotta catch up. Yep. So you better start catching up because you're like 40 episodes behind.
I'm more than 40 episodes behind by this point.
But dude, no, it's getting so fucking good, the anime, dude. I'm like, I get fucking excited after watching every episode. Like, dude, what's going to happen next? Even though I don't know what's going to happen next. It's just so fucking good, dude. It's amazing.
I mean, are they still doing that thing that would annoy me where they just draw out scenes for no reason?
Not really. Like I said, it's all going pretty good. It's been amazing. Yeah, dude, it's been a while since I stopped doing that, dude. It's been a while since I stopped doing it.
All right, yeah, because that's the main thing that pushed me away from the anime. Just how long scenes were for no real reason, and how I would watch, like, I would wait for 3 weeks to watch episodes, and then I would watch them back to back. And overall, I felt like I didn't see anything. Like, I just ended up seeing like one.
No, yeah, it's advancing a little bit. Yeah, it's advancing a little bit faster. But dude, it's just fucking good, man. It's like, I like it. Like, the fighting's taking longer because they show fucking badass shit when they're fighting. It's fucking so good. Big Mom with Kaido. Okay, so we met Ricardo. We against Kid and Law. They already used our awakening already.
Oh,
they still haven't finished the fight though. Yeah, they still haven't finished the fight though. But they already used their awakening. You know.
Damn, does it look way cooler in the anime than it did in the manga? Like actually seeing them awaken?
Yes, but again, no, I'm not a big fan of the awakening that much from them because Law's awakening, it's kind of like the same attack that he did against Kaido. The shock injection or whatever, it's pretty much the same thing. The only difference is that the awakening doesn't give a fuck if your skin is strong. It will still penetrate you. That's pretty much kind of like a better version of that one. So I was like, I like it, but I just was, you know, hoping something better, but it's still good. It's just good animation so far. I mean, liking it. And then I forgot some things that happened. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about this. But it's good though.
But yeah, I mean, it sounds like I really do got to catch up, and at least just to rewatch all these scenes and, you know, see them animated rather than just read them.
Sanji, though.
No, he already
gangsta.
Used his...
gangsta.
I forgot the name of it, but it's when he uses his blue flames, right?
I'm still behind that Burly show, I think, like two episodes ago or an episode ago. I still haven't seen it, but still when he calls sort of like, hey, if I lose my mind, kill me. With the music, yes. Dude, it feels better, dude. It's like so good, man. Hashtag so good. And so, I don't know if you know, but today's the 19th, Friday the 19th. On Sunday, the 21st, there's going to be a trailer for Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah, so the new trailer is going to be featuring an opening theme song. So it's going to be revealed on May 21 at MAPPA stage. So a little FYI for everyone. It's I'm excited. It's been a while, you know? I missed Jujutsu Kaisen. I think I'm going to have to rewatch the movie, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, even them, the Hell's Paradise, the one I was telling you about, I'm pretty sure that they're also animating that one, MAPPA Studios, which is the people that do Jujutsu Kaisen, and they're also the ones that are doing these last seasons of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, yeah. Hell's Paradise, yeah, they're the one MAPPA is doing that one. I still haven't seen it, but yeah, it's in that one. Actually, one of our members from the Discord, he told me about it, that MAPPA is doing it. And you watch Fate, right?
I have never watched it. I know of it, but I've never watched it. Because I know it's another one of those like really long animes.
Yeah, they're like different ones. Fate Stay Alive, Fate Stay Night, Fate Zero, fucking Fate Grand Order or shit like that. There's a different one. There's a new one coming out. It's called Fate Strange Fake Whispers of Dawn. The trailer looked pretty badass. I saw the trailer. It looks amazing. The world premiere, it's going to be at Anime Expo 2023.
Oh.
It says be the first. Yeah, so it says be the first to experience the new Holy Grail War in American city snowfield with the English dubs. Fuck that, it's the English stuff. I ain't worry about that shit. Fuck that. Oh, and this one I found it pretty funny actually, since you like Attack on Titan. So Yuki Kaji, which I think he's the voice actor of Eren Jaeger, I think so. Uh-huh. Let me double check. I don't want to give Yuki Kaji. Let's see. Attack on Titan. Characters. Yes, Eren Jaeger. So he reveals that he wore the same underwear for 10 years to voice Eren. there you go. It's right here, Eren. But of course, he wasn't wearing every single day. So this is what he said. For some reason, when I play my role in Attack on Titan, I always wear the same underwear. I think it was just a coincidence, but when I was recording episode 1, I was wearing an underwear with black and white pattern, which probably you're going to buy now, huh? You're going to buy some boxer with black and white pattern that resembles the image of the work. And then when I started recording episode 2 and I saw I was wearing the same underwear, I thought, oh, this is the same one I wore last week. That's when I decided that I'll keep wearing it. Since I'm still wearing it. It's already 10 years old. It has some holes, but I have one recording session left. So it's about to retire. So every time he's recording
Eren's voice,
he will wear the same underwear. Gangsta.
I know, that's a pretty funny thing to end up doing, you know, just to keep the tradition, since they don't really tend to actually take showers as much. You know, keeping it along with the character, you know, like all using the same exact clothes every time.
Yeah, if I was a voice actor, I don't think I would want to reveal that, you know? I don't know.
Just a little funny thing to slide in.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, like, fuck it, like, with a bunch of holes already torn and shit like that.
Oh, but yeah, the Eren cosplay is coming. Well, you know, the hair is growing out. It's getting out pretty long now. It's actually enough to do like a little bun over here on the top, but I don't like to use it as much, and I'm still going to grow it out more, see how much it can grow within the next few months.
No, I keep getting a haircut, so yeah. I'm not letting my hair grow anymore until just, like, you know, before when I had it all back with the ponytail.
Yeah.
Gangsta.
Oh, but yeah, another thing that happened in between the last time that I recorded, I got a tattoo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Thanks
so much about it. Yeah, I got a tattoo, and it's the symbol of the Earth Kingdom from Avatar.
Pretty weak. Talk about waterbending. Waterbending, my guy.
Waterbending can't do shit.
Hey, wait.
Guess my Earth Kingdom.
Tsunami covers land, right? Boom. Yeah. Enough said.
Just raise the land. The tsunami can't do anything. Nothing more than a little.
It's going to go more, dude. Just. There's more water than land.
But the land rises above the sea.
But sometimes the water can cover. What's up? So, how excited are you about the One Piece live action? Or you really don't care about it? Or you just like whatever, you know?
I'm just hoping that they do a good job. I have been disappointed before by the Netflix live adaptations. So I'm trying not to be too, hopeful about it. But, you know, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to try to, you know, give it a chance. You know, try to take it for what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember that the characters, even mentioned by Oda, that they're not Japanese. Not all of them. They're all, like, different nationalities, different ethnicities if they were to be in the real world. And, you know, just try to accept that as is.
Yeah, of course. Because, One Piece is about racism, too, and all that. You know, different races and all. Coming together pretty much, or trying to come together, not be segregated like the fishmen. Yeah. I don't care for it, for One Piece, the anime. I do care about the anime and the manga, but I'm still gonna watch it because, you know, it's fucking One Piece.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, Oda says something. And I was like, now my expectations are up here. This is what Oda said. And I quote, considering my expected lifespan, I believe this is the last chance to bring One Piece to the entire world. If you are going to do it, I want to be able to supervise things while I'm still alive. That's why I agreed to the live action adaptation of One Piece back in 2016. Since then, Netflix has committed enormous resources to the production. It was announced that the show would launch in 2023. But they have promised that we won't launch until I'm satisfied. So okay, if Oda is not satisfied, they will not release it until he is satisfied with the production. So since Oda is pretty much involved in it, and he really wants to make it how he wants it, my hopes are pretty high now. So, and it kind of sucks because I'm hoping right here, and we're going to get something more at the bottom, you know? But since he said like he won't launch it until he's satisfied, I will live in Gotta, man.
Well, I don't know if it was an actual like image from, just teasers for the live action, but I saw an image, you know, hinting towards Ace being on the show. At least just like the back shot of him.
I don't think so, because I think it's only going to get into like the Arlong era type of thing.
Okay.
I don't think they were going to do more than that. So maybe, but again, it's a live action. There's no way they're going to do a dozen something episodes, you know, like in the anime. So they cannot kind of move fast, which people might say, like, oh, it's moving too fast. Of course it's going to move fucking fast. You have so much. They have to. There's no way they're going to do fucking. Okay, let's say they divide like the episodes in half. They still have like 500 episodes. You know, it's still like impossible. I mean, it's kind of impossible because the actors are going to grow old as fuck. You know, they won't be the same. It's like just too much. Think about it. This is real life people. So they have to rush it. So I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just taking into consideration the anime has been going for, what was it, 25 years? Past 25 years?
Yeah.
And the voice actors, if unless I'm mistaken, it's been all the same people again because it's just the voice actors. The voice doesn't necessarily age the same way that the body does.
Yeah.
Now imagine trying to do something similar with actors. You can't have the same actor playing Luffy for 25 years and still try to convince people that he's 19.
I mean, you can play it, but yeah, you can't convince no one. They will have to be replacing the actors, and then it won't feel the same. You know, it's like, oh, new Luffy, yeah. New Luffy, new Luffy. It's like, no, I just want it to be great. Like, of course, I'm expecting fucking lookalike like the anime characters because it's a fucking anime. You know, I just want at least their personalities to be really close to the anime character. Be like, oh yeah, you know, like I seen the main actor who does Luffy.
Yeah.
And I see him as Luffy. He doesn't look like Luffy that much, but I see his personality, I see as Luffy. So I'm cool with that so far. Yeah. And then they did an interview, they were doing like a video and they were like on, I think they were on the boat where Sanji used to work with the chef.
Yeah.
And he was talking, and dude, he has that fucking Luffy energy. So like, all right, I'm actually excited for it now when I saw it. And the settings, dude, it looks fucking amazing. It looks good. Maybe though, the Going Merry, the goat is gonna look more like a goat than the cartoon. Than the cartoon one, which they could have done the cartoonish one, and you know, on a boat, doesn't matter. But think about it, a real life pirate wouldn't have a cartoonish fucking like a lamb, goat, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
So it has to be more like an actual, the head of an animal, which I'm fucking fine with it, because again, this is real life. you're not trying to make real life anime, you know, it has to
real
be
real life.
Yeah. Real life, you know, live action. Well, I mean, pirates are used to be real. You think about it.
Yeah. Well, I do wonder how like Luffy's Jolly Roger is going to look now if they try to go for a more realistic approach rather than, you know, that basic one that they have in One Piece where they're all much have the same one except little details change.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be the skull, but it's going to be more with detail than it's like more, you know, previous cards. And the hat, it's going to probably, the Straw Hat's probably sort of being, you know, yellow, you know, like the Straw Hat out simple. It's going to probably have more details on the Straw Hat.
I'm hoping that Usopp still makes the flag.
I'm hoping the show when fucking Luffy makes a crappy logo. Remember the old fucking reform skull?
Yeah, he makes one all messed up and then Usopp is the one that comes in and saves the day and actually makes it properly.
Let me actually see if they're showing the... Okay. Okay, so there's a poster. I don't know if it's the real one. I don't remember. But if you search One Piece live action, the Jolly Ranger does look cartoonish. But the Going Merry does look more like a lamb or whatever you want to call it. Again, I'm not 100% sure if it's the real one or not.
Oh, hello, Nami. Okay, but, yeah, I know I get what you mean that the actor for Luffy doesn't necessarily look like Luffy, but wait, does he already like, have the X on his chest?
I don't know.
I've seen this.
Oh, see, if you see some, those are, yeah, what's it called? Those are the real ones.
Oh, that, yeah, might have been something else. I'm seeing another one that has who are supposed to be playing each
Yeah, the one that says August 31st, 2023 season one release date rumor. That's the kind of the one I was talking about.
Okay, I see it from I see one image from comicbook.com. Yeah, I can see the Jolly Roger being kind of cartoonish from here.
Yeah, and then but the Going Merry looks more realistic. Again, we gotta see how.
Yeah, just a little bit though. It's not fully realistic. Oh wait, maybe I use just a small image. See, open image in new tab.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't look like the one in the anime. You know, like
yeah.
But we'll see. I'm just hoping the acting is good. You know, pretty much what I'm hoping, looking for is not for the series not to be too cheesy. You know. Like, oh man, this sounds garbage. Like, I wanted to enjoy it. If I enjoy the episode, I'm happy. Even if it's not like the best thing ever, but as long as, oh yeah, you know, it was a fun season to watch, I'll be happy. Because, you know, live action animes, they're really hard to pull.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
And... But
I'm just more surprised that the guy that they have here who's going to play Usopp, that he actually reminds me of Usopp. Like, I think, like, oh, yeah, that's him.
I didn't even... Let me actually go back again. Let's see. One Piece live action cast. If it's the one I'm looking at, I could kind of see it.
Think they're going to add something to his nose to make it, like... you know, just kind of like ridiculously long.
They have to. I'm looking at him. If these are the actual cast of them, I don't see them as each one of them. But yeah, the Uso one, because he has almost the same hair too, though. Like,
yeah,
I do see that one the most. Luffy, somewhat, but you really have to. Oh, watch that video, I'm telling you. Just put on One Piece live action YouTube and you might see the it's kind of like, not really an interview, but kind of like showing some things. And it's fun. It's probably like maybe 5 minutes long, so you could watch it later. But yeah, your gift, though. They keep pushing it back. Yep. first was, no, it was April, right? Then May. Yeah. And now June. And then I was like, honestly, I was like, what did I buy him again? And then I went to my order and I checked what I bought. You're like, nice. I want to keep it now.
Oh, well, I mean, at this point, I kind of already forgotten it. I was almost convinced that you hadn't actually got anything. You were just, you know, just dragging me along. That's how long it's been. And at this point, it's almost going to be my birthday again.
Dude, honestly, I should have gone with the other figure then. The one that's almost going to be your birthday. Hey, think about you. You're going to be getting the other presents now if it's coming for your birthday.
Oh. But you're asking, like, what else would I want? It's not necessarily that I want you to get it, but I am going to end up going probably, like, either tomorrow or on Saturday to GameStop so I can put in my pre-order for Armored Core.
For which one?
Armored Core. I don't know if you've ever heard about it.
Nope.
It's another one of the games from Software. It's it kind of changed with the numbers, but it tends to be
a pretty fast-paced. Armored Core?
Yeah, Armored. Armored Core. Armored Core 6.
Oh, Recon. It's the one with the... okay, yeah.
Yeah, with their mechs. And I'm going to get it from GameStop because they're having like a little promotion where if you pre-order from there, you get like a little keychain or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
No other places. Yeah, no other places are really doing much. Dude, that's another thing that got me upset was that in Europe, if you pre-order Armored Core, you actually get a Steelbook case. Along with your pre-order. It doesn't matter what you get. You get that, and then you get some stickers as well. Because I was trying to pre-order it and just look for other things, and the United States does not have that. We're not getting any special thing again.
Yeah, fucking UK, Europe, they always get the good fucking limited edition. Sometimes even, like I told you a while back, even sometimes better than the Japan one. They'll be getting the good fucking stuff, man. But no, we're here. Fucking sucking dick, man. SMH.
Well, I mean, even like for Scarlet and Violet for the Pokemon games, they also got like steelbook cases.
Yeah. They've been getting steelbooks, I think, even since like Sun and Moon, they got a steelbook too for the 3DS. I think so.
And what do we get? We get berries.
We get fucking shit that I don't even use, dude. Oh, you get 50 Pokeballs or Ultra Balls. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about those, you know? You give me like physical items, you know. That's what I want. Oh, I got this Frieza, Rubik's Cube. Well, no, it's nice. From Rubik's Cube, but it's a Frieza design. It's pretty cool, though. I was like, oh, this already? Is pretty easy. Well, I did, and then I did like, oh, this is pretty easy, but I was fucking our way more, and I'm fucking lost. I think I've made it like too hard already. I haven't played with it though. Yeah, pretty much. And then something you guys are listening to, I won't be able to see, but I've been playing, you know, Star Wars, and I ended up buying a Stormtrooper from the Star Wars Fallen Order. Dude, it's from the Black Series. It's fucking amazing. Because I was at Target. Yeah. I mean, Target. I was at GameStop on the website. And I saw that they had, because actually had a new mouse pad, but now it covers the whole keyboard, or it's for the keyboard and the mouse. And it's grayish. It's Star Wars. On the side has Darth Vader. And then it has LEDs all around it. I was like, ooh, I want it. But then I was like, I mean, wanted to get another figure, because I have some figures from the, what's it called? It's the one above the Black Series, and they're like better quality. I remember what they're called, but I forgot that I thought they were the Black Series, the ones that I have. So I was looking at this one, it was on sale for the Stormtrooper. And I was like, you know what? Let me buy it. I wasn't gonna open it, but you know, I've been kind of playing around with it. Bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. Like a kid, but I mean, it's just the details on it for fucking like $23. It's not bad, it's fucking badass, dude. I love my little fucking Stormtrooper. And then it matches with my keyboard and my mouse, because you know it's everything. Well, you see my keyboard and my mouse, you know, it's all white.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking got that shit.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that not one of the troopers that actually ends up punching Grogu? when they're like carrying them and they're trying to say like, hey, what do you got inside? Like, oh, you shouldn't be open it. It doesn't matter to us. Come on, let me see it. They stick their hand inside, then he bites them, and then they like smack them.
Shit, honestly, I don't know. I don't know if this one is specifically for the game. Because it does, I mean, they almost look the same, but sometimes their little helmet changes a little bit and their armor. And I think this one is mainly because I don't think the one for that they have this fucking staff with electricity. I think this one's only, because even on the box itself, it says it's from the Fallen Order from the game. Mm-hmm. But so I don't think this stormtrooper itself is from anything else than aside from the game. Again, I could be wrong, but I love my stormtrooper shit.
That looks pretty cool.
Fuck yeah. So by your own, we have a little play day. Pshim, pshim, pshim. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
What about the photo session that you thought you're gonna do, like those those very cool photos that people end up doing like with their dolls where they set them up?
Oh dude, yeah, I'm not that good at taking photos like that, man. And some they have actually like dioramas or whatever you call. I am building one. And I know you could purchase some, but I don't have room to fucking put those either. And yeah, I don't have this. I mean, I want to learn, to be honest, but it's too much, man. Just looking at the other people's fucking photos is just way too fucking good. Well, I might probably take it to a park or something and they have it there and they just take a picture and then never do the editing because I'll be like, why even bother? It happens. I sometimes take pictures of things and I never do any, not even color correction or anything. I'm just, whatever. I know it's, I sometimes get lazy just to do that. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, it's something that you're pretty much just doing for fun. And if you really have no time because you're already doing so much other stuff, yeah, I can understand it.
Like, it's fun doing editing. But for me, like anything else, it's just starting. Like, if I will open the application, then I won't stop until I finish it. It's just like turning on the computer, opening the application. That's the thing. That's why I sometimes don't even play video games because I'm just too lazy to do that. Like, I just be chilling. What I've been playing a lot is One Piece, though, the card game. Last week, I kind of took a break. I didn't go last Monday to a tournament. And this one, I was going to go, but then I got lazy. I was just too burned out from playing card games. Because I would go Mondays to the tournament. And then on Wednesday, I would meet up with my friend, which I met at the tournament. And I met him probably like about a month ago. And we, like right away, we clicked. We became pretty close, actually. We've been fucking chilling. And sometimes, we go to this bubble place in Santa Ana, actually. Oh. And it's by Superior. Anyway, we go to that bubble place. Inside, it's fucking nice. The bubble is really good. And we usually stay there until like midnight or one play in One Piece from like 6 into midnight. Playing just One Piece for that, the bubble place.
Yeah, they're kicking you guys out.
No, because there's a lot of people that go there, a bunch of college students. They go there, they buy their drink, and they just sit there doing the homework.
Oh.
So it's pretty much mainly for that, I buy those also like the popcorn chickens. So I go and we just play One Piece. And then people sometimes are like, oh, where are you guys playing? I'm like, oh, One Piece. You know, One Piece, like, yeah. We're like, oh, I didn't know they had a card game. I'm like, yeah, they do. It's hella fun, man.
Should tell them, check out the podcast when you find out.
Check out the podcast. I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the podcast, but when I went to the tournament, it was a few tournaments ago. So that tournament was only for 9 people, right? I mean, it wasn't for 9 people. Only 9 people showed up for the tournament. Top 8 were going to get at least, 8 players was at least going to get 1 booster pack. So the only person that wasn't going to get anything was going to be 9th place. All right. I wasn't doing great. But then the last match was against my friend. Right.
Okay.
And I told him, give me $10 and I'll let you win. That's what I told him. He was like, nah, like I want to win, friends. Where I was like, All right, you said it. Dude, I fucking destroy him. And he was the one that ended up getting ninth place.
Uh-huh. So he's the only one that didn't get anything.
Yeah, I ended up getting seventh place. Dude, I was laughing. And then like people like next to us, they were like, because I told like, dude, give me the 10 bucks and I'll show you and I'll, you know, let you win. Everyone was like, dude, you should have given him the 10 bucks. And then he was like, hey, the whole, my One Piece is that I was able to talk to you guys and play One Piece. I was like, shut the fuck up. You're trying to make yourself feel better.
You're trying to find that positive word, don't be.
Exactly. But it was fun though. And then I don't know if we played last time. Oh no, I don't think we played last time on the old tournament. But he was like, hey, we play again, like I'll give you 10 bucks. I was like, nah, fam.
That was a one-time deal.
Yeah, I told you. Because honestly, I thought I was going to lose. Because we kind of do it and I hate his deck. But still, he does a little misplace. I mean, I'm not saying I'm good because I do misplace as well. But he sometimes, yeah, misplays a lot. And that really causes him the game pretty much. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're really close. We're like, fuck, he might actually beat me. That's why I threw him that deal. Give me 10 bucks and, you know, give you the W. But no, he didn't. And I got, dude, right away when I got my hand, dude, I started laughing. I was like, oh my God, dude, you're fucked.
Ah,
and I think he was like, fuck you, I hate you.
You should open, like, should open the booster pack right in front of him.
Nah, because I got garbage. Plus, I did it for YouTube. So I think I got like a Nami card. It was like $6, something like that, but right now that Nami card fucking dropped in price, so it was fun, dude. But oh yeah, because I didn't go this one because I was tired. The other one because I didn't feel like playing the card game and I was watching the Warriors game, so that's the why I didn't go. Oh shit. And then I burp, but kind of like vomit went up a little bit.
Ah, so you had that little sting in the back of your throat.
Yeah, the lizard like, what the fuck are you doing out there?
Felt the fumes come out your nose.
Yeah. And have you pre-ordered a film Red already? It's good for pre-orders.
I didn't even know it was already set for pre-order, so no.
Yeah, the only downside though, they don't have a collector's edition. Well, at least that I know of, they don't.
No.
So I ended up pre-ordering two collector's edition. One is like the deluxe and one is like a limited edition in Japanese though. I don't give a fuck though. I love that movie. So I ended up getting both of them.
Nice.
I know. It's fucking amazing. And yeah.
Now you bring it up. There was a movie that I was thinking about very today. That it comes out in June, and I was surprised. I guess it's not anime, but the Spider-Man Into the Spider, the new one
that's coming out. Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, like Into the Spider-Verse or Across the Spider-Verse.
Oh yeah, some shit like that. But yeah, the new one.
Yeah, well, that one, the movie is coming out in a few weeks. And I was surprised that it already has you know, pre-orders for tickets, so you can start buying your spots. And think, I really want to go.
They usually do it. Yeah, I gotta buy it too. Oh, speaking of that, finally saw the Mario movie.
Oh, how do you like it?
You guys fucking overhyped it.
Well, I mean, it's still just a Mario movie. I mean, I don't know. You can't expect anything else than just it still being a Mario movie. I mean, animation, it
even
was
the
pretty
song
good, you know?
Was whatever. You guys give it too much credit. Yeah, you guys give it too much credit.
Oh, it's just
to
funny.
The song.
I just think it's funny. I don't think it's a masterpiece. I think it's funny.
It's not even funny. I was like, okay. And that was it. I was like, I wouldn't want to like hear it again. It's just like, it's funny. I actually watched the movie in Japanese. What's up? Keeping it OG.
How did you watch it in Japanese?
By going to the theaters. What do you mean how?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to have like a Japanese dub coming out. It's that popular.
So it came out in Japanese in the States only in certain theaters the same day that it came out in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I didn't know it was in Japanese because I wanted to watch it in English first because that was the original one that it came out. But no, it turned out to be was the Japanese one. I was like, all right, cool. Dude, I love Luigi's voice in the Japanese one. Bowser sounds pretty gangster. Like, and when he's saying, when he says peaches, peaches in Japanese, dude, it's priceless. Sounds better than the English one.
How would they say, like, Pichu?
No, it was like, it sounded like peaches, peaches, but it sounded funny though. But overall, it was like, it had its funny parts. Honestly, the best part that I like, and that's because I can relate to it, it's when the blue shell comes out.
Oh yeah, that one was funny.
Like it was like, oh shit, blue shell, like, dude, I could definitely relate to that because I'm always first place when we play Mario Kart. So that's like my sworn enemy. So like, ah, I could relate to that shit. Fuck
whoever. What does he say? They say like, oh, you think you can get away from me? I'm the blue shell.
I don't remember what he says exactly, but yeah. And then we're like, whoever threw that blue shell, your mom said hello. And I mentioned the Mario because technically Mario is Japanese, even though it's an Italian dude, but you know, it's a Japanese fucking game. Yeah, it was made in Japan based on the Italian brothers. And I think with that, it's at the end of the podcast, unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
I'd say that's about it.
All right. Oh, we got something else. You probably weren't thinking about it, the character of the week. I almost forgot.
Oh.
I got mine, and it's from Demon Slayer.
Oh, please tell me it's the chick with the pink hair, the love Hashira.
I was, but no. It's not that one. It's another. Fuck, I forget his name. I'm actually Googling his name right now. It is dun 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 dun. Muichiro Tokito.
Ooh,
the Miss Hashira. I love his color. He's kind of like teal color. It's more towards the greenish side of teal, but I still love it. So I had to go with that one.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. A cool thing about Hashira, and something that I also find weird just from the English subs and dubs, is that Hashira actually translates into pillars. And in every other like translation of Demon Slayer, they refer to the Hashiras as pillars. But for whatever reason, just in English, they decided instead of like switching the translation to actually say like, oh, this is like the flame pillar, the water pillar, they just kept it as Hashira.
Yeah, I actually prefer them to call it Hashiras because it's a title. I know it means pillars, because it literally means pillars. But as a title, you kind of want to keep it the origin of the name. Since you give it the title. Like Kakashi Sensei. Like, I think at the beginning they were calling him teacher, right? In English? Or was it always Sensei?
I think they always refer to him as Sensei.
Yeah, so like, you know, it's more like teacher, I don't know. Sounds weird. And like, he's a the Miss Hashira. Sounds better than the flame pillar and shit like that. I don't know. Just for me. Just because it's a title, I would prefer the original name as the title.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just for me, like having it say pillars, it means more. It's like, oh, these are the nine pillars that are holding up the organization at the top. It would have had at least a bit more meaning to me, or just to mention that Hashira's pillar in some way. It would have made more sense than to just say like, oh, Hashira, because at that point it doesn't mean as much.
I guess you could go with that, but what about Akatsuki then?
The Akatsuki, they say what it means. Akatsuki, they refer to themselves as the new dawn. If I remember right, that's what it means.
But technically, just it's not a new dawn. It just means dawn or daybreak. It doesn't say anything about new.
I could just be remembering wrong. See, but they do make mention of the Kosuke being the dawn of a new era of ninja, you know, of the hidden mist or the hidden rain.
Mm-hmm. But after that, you just always had Kosuke, though. So, you know, it's.
Yeah.
I guess you could still mention it once through the pillars. Maybe they did in the dub. They were like, these are the Hashira as the pillars over that. But I don't know. I don't watch the dub.
Yeah, same here. But yeah, going back to my character, mine. No, excuse me. It is from the anime that I mentioned, which is Hell's Paradise. And it's the main character, Gabimaru the Hollow. You just gotta watch the first episode. I'm pretty sure you'll end up liking it.
What's the name of the guy?
Gabimaru.
Gabimaru
the Hollow.
He looks... Oh, yeah. He looks pretty cool. I gotta watch that shit.
Yeah, dude, he's... pretty much the best assassin. The episode starts off with like what's it called? A feudal lord trying to kill him. Mm-hmm. They have him in all these different situations, you know, practical things that you thought, oh, he's gonna die, and they just can't. One of them being, you know, the typical you know, assisted suicide, where you know, they just have him kneeled over and they're gonna chop his head off.
Mm-hmm.
They go for it. It starts off with him chopping his head off, but the blade breaks.
And then that's all in the first episode?
Yeah, this is all within like the first 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
They use the blade breaks. They tie his legs up to two bulls and then have like hay in the back of them so that it burns so that they run in opposite directions. And he tires both of the bulls out and they can't kill him. They put him up on a stake so they can, you know, burn him. And he comes out of it fine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying, like, I just can't die. And he's trying to tell him, like, I want to die. You guys suck, pretty much.
Hmm.
And that's your introduction to this character. It's pretty good. I did recommend it. And
he sounds gangster.
Yes. By this point, there's like six or seven episodes. So you have, you know, a good amount of stuff to watch.
Yeah, that was the one I was going to watch just because it's too new. And I don't want it to get too long. Then I'm like, gosh, I should do. Start sooner, but all right. Yeah.
And also, if you want to read it, it's also available on Shonen Jump.
Probably that one I will want to watch, and because I still gotta catch up with other, I still gotta finish Blue Period as well. Gotta finish Blue Flag, even though I have all the mangas. I haven't read any manga, so aside from just One Piece, so kind of wanna catch up to the shit that I have, and then slowly start watching other anime. All right, and with that concludes the end of the episodes. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Samurai Summit Podcast, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace. Catch you later.